And I'll tell you about my washing that's washing before we start talking about your washing. My washing smelt so bad yesterday. We've got this fabric, kids fabric wigwam.
Yeah.
But it's not a cool looking one that looks like it's from Little House on the Prairie. This is a wigwam with pink flowers on it that we inherited from somebody. But it's stuffed down the back of our sofa. And I said to Sonny yesterday, get this out. And we'll have a, you know, we'll have our lunch because it's a lovely day. We'll have our lunch in the wigwam. So I got it out and the smell, genuinely never smelled anything like it. And there was this round patch of brown. And I was like, oh, Ozzy's obviously pissed on it or something.
Oh, no.
And it stunk. So I put it outside. The smell, I erected it and I got the hose immediately and I started hosing it down. Then I got a load of like spray stuff and I went spraying. I was scrubbing it. And as I was scrubbing it, it kind of like felt something like kind of go, like ever so weird. And I lifted up the wigwam and underneath was a big, round, squished, flat mouse. And it was the decomposing body of a mouse in the wigwam. Awful. The smell was like nothing else.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah.
Was that because your cat put the mouse in there?
No, I think he chased the mouse in there and the mouse had subsequently got squidged or just basically deaded inside.
What did I tell you? Cats are dickheads. Welcome to Reluctant Adults, a podcast by me, Lauren Crace, and him, Tim Warwood.
Hello! Yes, what you're about to listen to right now is an audio dissection into the lives of two good mates, me and her, work colleagues, and more importantly, parents.
Now, these audio offerings serve as a kind of self-help guide as we go through our day-to-day lives, begrudgingly bringing up our kids.
This is Reluctant Adults, episode number 12, Spring Has Sprung.
Beautifully done, Tim.
What's that called when you put the R on your R's?
I don't know, but I can't do it.
Can't you do it?
No. Emmy can do the most amazing trills. She's got such a good... I can't do it.
Like a...
Yeah, I can't do it.
Can't you?
I've got really bad R's. I'm basically Jonathan Ross. They're really bad. I know, it's bad.
Is it because you've got a really massive frenulum under your tongue that's like...
Got a massive frenulum, me. I don't know.
I don't know, it looks kind of normal. I had that pierce when I was a kid.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. It grew out. But
pardon?
Yeah. Well, it grew out. The piercing wouldn't stay in. It was. You know when everyone went through the piercing phase when you
still
were little?
Still in it.
Just a bit, mate. I didn't want my... Oh, I had my ear pierced, phoned my dad. He said, you're not having your ears pierced. So I had to take that straight out. That was a waste of £4. Then I didn't want my belly button. My brother had his belly button pierced.
His belly button. No way.
Dead serious, yeah.
That makes me feel a bit sick.
Yeah, and then I didn't want that done. My sister had her belly button done as well, and we all kind of went a bit through it, but didn't want my... And then my friend... actually had Prince Albert, so he had his Johnson done, and he also had his eyebrow and his tongue, but I wasn't feeling that adventurous. So in the end, I just ended up, went to Oasis in town and had my frenulum done.
Oh,
so the
Tim.
Bit of skin that connects your tongue to you, to the bottom of your mouth. And it popped when it I can still hear it now when they pierced it. And of course, it was pointless. Didn't do anything. Couldn't feel it. Didn't wasn't good for anything else, if you know what I'm talking about.
Did you get it done for like snogging and stuff?
Yeah, I guess. I was at the time, I was going to Edwards a lot and was a bit of a grebo and yeah, I don't know. It just grew out in the end. It fell off, the thing fell off one day and it just came out and I was like, well, I'm just not going to put that back in. And that was
it. You're not really a piercing kind of person.
Not anymore.
No, it was a mistake you doing that. I'm going through my piercing stage kind of now.
Are you?
Well, in the last few years, Michael gets worried because every time I leave the house, I come back with a new tattoo or piercing. And he's like, Jesus Christ, like having a 14-year-old. You know why I got my first tattoo, don't you? Do you remember?
I can't. Go on, tell me. Remind me.
So I've got a tattoo on my wrist.
Yeah.
And it's two triangles with a dot on top of it. And everyone asks me what it means, and it means nothing. In fact, it just looks like a Christmas tree. But
an upside down one.
An upside down Christmas tree, yeah. So I, when was it? It was just before we started working together. And I'd planned for my first driving lesson. So I'd got myself ready. Bit nervous, standing at my front door, only to then get a phone call to say my first driving lesson had been cancelled. So for some reason, I felt like I had to go and do something.
So get rid of that nervous energy.
Yeah, I think something. It was like I had this adrenaline and then I didn't know what to do with myself. So before I knew it, I was walking to the high street, walked into this random tattoo place and said, have you got any appointments now? 10 minutes later, I've come out with the worst tattoo and an ear piercing. Cost me 10 quid. That's how bad the tattoo was. Cost me 10 quid. She did it so thin and she couldn't draw straight lines, which is quite essential for a triangle. It was all wobbly and sketchy. So I had to go somewhere else and get them to go over it. And that was just because someone cancelled a driving lesson.
I think we're all learning just how spontaneous you are, Craig.
I know, I'm a nightmare.
If it's not tattoos, it's pets.
I know, that's so true.
Yeah.
And that is really true. And then I got another tattoo in Austin just because. Saw a tattoo place, went in with my mum. My mum was like, what the hell are we doing? I was like, Mum, I'm getting a tattoo. Come on.
Let's see the one you got in Austin. I don't know if I've seen that one. Oh, yeah. Another triangle.
Yeah, I like triangles. Got my nose pierced when I went for an audition in London.
Seems to be when there's a lot of nerves involved.
I think that is it, isn't it? Yeah. It's like I don't know how to deal with it. Do you think I need to see a therapist?
I think tattoos and piercings are your therapy, Bab. Or
yeah, you're right. There's worse stuff I could do. Welcome to episode 12.
Yay! Giving ourselves a round of applause. Episode number 12, spring has sprung. Welcome back. Thanks a lot for joining us. Hope you're well. Hope you're doing all right. Tim and Lauren here. This is Reluctant Adults. And just make sure you're subscribed. Hit that little subscribe button. That way, every time a new podcast drops, it's straight in your little podcast device. That's good, isn't it? Real, real nice week this week because we've been blessed. I mean, the clue's in the title. It really has felt like spring has sprung, hasn't it?
More than spring. We went in straight into summer for 2 days.
Yeah. It's worth noting we are Thursday, as we record this, Thursday, April the 1st. Pinch punch first of the month.
It's
White
April.
Rabbits.
Oh, what does that mean? I can't speak.
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. April Fool's.
It's April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to start questioning everything that happens today.
Well, I was April Fool'd from the moment I woke up because my kids haven't gone to school. So the headmistress at Lila's primary school has decided that the kids should break up on Wednesday. What is that about?
Teacher training.
I don't know. Teacher, oh, we've been ever so busy.
They have been quite busy, to be fair.
Let's have a bit more time off.
Tim!
We don't get teachers listening to this podcast.
We do. Okay. We do. We get a lot, yeah.
Well done. Thank you so much for everything you do for us.
Oh, dear.
They know how I feel.
So you've got all the kids at home then?
Apart from Ren. So we've sent Ren off today to school as a scientist.
Just for the crack or?
No, it's it's part of Science Week at Ren's primary school. So they've all gone as scientists. So in the course of trying to decide which scientist Ren should go as, we went through them all. All the ones that you could think of. Do you want to go as Einstein? Do you want to go as this? Do you want to go as
you know
him,
Einstein,
her?
Don't you?
Yeah, it's literally all I know. Well, I don't, or the other one she's gone as, but I'm saving that for the end of the story because it's a bit of a punchline.
Who's the Apple guy?
What, the guy that invented the iPhone? That's Steve Jobs.
No, really no, the Apple dropping from
Isaac
the tree.
Newton.
Newton, that's it.
So through the course of trying to decide what does she want to go as, because of course you've got to dress up. It's got to be some kind of Hollywood-esque style of fancy dress now, hasn't it? Whenever anything's involved. And Amazon are just making a killing, aren't they? Because the moment they say, oh, it's Science Week, can your child come as a scientist? Boom, the links start going around on WhatsApp, on the parents' WhatsApp groups. Like, found this on Amazon, found this. This is 39 quid. 39 quid
for a
day. Something the kid's going to wear for half a day, lose, not come home. It's like, where's the gloves? I sent you with two gloves to that. That's ruined. Da, da. So, yeah, so... we're trying to decide what Ren should have gone as anyway. So it's like, do you want to go as a biologist? Do you want to go as a marine biologist, a chemist, physicist, stars, a scientist for the stars, a cosmonaut, you know, trying to go through this. In the end, we've settled on Marie Curie.
Yes.
Is who Ren's gone as. 1906, two-time Nobel Peace Prize winner.
That's a good one.
For her work with radioactivity and X-rays and all that kind of stuff. She had quite an untimely death, though, because she was working with all that stuff. She died at 66 because of radiation poisoning.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Marie Curie. But Ren went as Marie Curie, modern day Marie Curie, so... Rather than dress her up in 1906 clothing.
Oh, did she not have any, like, corsets and...
No corsets.
Okay.
No, Ren went in my white Nike fitness T-shirt and we drew in black permanent marker a lab coat design on the front of it.
How cute!
So she's gone off. Gone
That's
off.
Cute.
In my T-shirt as though she's in a lab coat.
There must be something in the air. We've had a lot of fancy dress this week at school.
Have you?
So yesterday, well, there was two things. I think they've overdone it. Yesterday was Easter bonnet day at school.
Oh.
So they all had to design and whatever, make their own Easter bonnets and then do an Easter bonnet parade. Only because of the old Rona, the parade meant... doing it in their classrooms, walking around in circle and watching the other classes via Zoom. So that was their parade yesterday. But Jack's Easter bonnet. Oh, what have I done? I've just tried to share my screen. Cancel.
That's all right.
So yesterday, instead of doing Easter bonneting, year three, which is my son's year, they had Roman Day.
Ooh.
So they haven't done any learning on Romans, but yesterday was the day they had to all go dressed in Roman attire and they spend the whole day learning about Roman stuff and watching an episode of Horrible Histories about the Romans.
Nice.
So like the parents of your school, I went straight onto Amazon and ordered a Roman outfit, including little, like, leather things that tied around his legs. But because his legs are so skinny, they wouldn't stay up. So they were just, like, saggy cankle things around his Nike Air Max. So all the other parents are really good. And they all had homemade, you know, they all came in pillowcases with... gold thread tied around their waist, and Jack had a full-on Amazon Prime outfit with a Minecraft sword.
Good.
And the one homemade thing is Michael made him a homemade shield.
Oh, nice.
So he had that yesterday. And then today, apparently, I'd forgotten, was his chance to have his Easter bonnet parade.
Oh.
But I forgot. So we walked into the playground, saw all his mates with Easter bonnets, and very quickly had to turn around, go back home and borrow one of his sister's Easter bonnets that they wore yesterday. And was like, there you are, Jack.
Good. It's perfect.
Yeah, just reuse, recycle.
Hey, brilliant. And if, I mean, you get the, you could gauge as well from his sisters which one did the best in the competition, so he could take at least the one that did the best.
He picked the one that didn't have the pom-poms and that had the AstroTurf stuck on the top.
Oh, okay.
That's the one he went for.
Very nice. Very nice.
So it's obviously a week of fancy dress.
So other than that, how have you been? Have you had a nice week?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the sunshine. I felt better, didn't it?
Yeah.
Tuesday. Basically, it was like a scene out of Coronation Street. Finished school. Went shop, bought a load of ice creams. Stacked the freezer full of them. And then, so the front of my house is really sunny in the afternoon. So often we sit out there like children from the 40s and hang out on the wall. And so we just hang out.
Watch the world go past.
Yeah, well, we sit there and the kids have their ice cream. We've got the pavement chalks out.
Oh.
So then the neighbours started coming out with their kids. So we just had all the kids in the street drawing on the chalk.
Can the cars go up and down your road yet? No, is your road blocked off? Your road not blocked off?
No, the cars come up and down.
Oh, okay.
So they, you know.
It's not full on 1940s kids.
No, sadly.
Hula hoops in the street.
No, sadly not. They have to stay on the old pavements and avoid the dog poo and stuff like that. But it was dead nice. So we sat outside in the sun for like two and a half hours, chatting to some of the parents. Our neighbours were out. Everyone was just out and it felt really nice. Obviously keeping our distance. So yeah, that was lovely. And then yesterday we did a bit of the same, but there wasn't as many people out, so the girls were a bit disappointed. So instead we came in and we played, what's it called? Hide and seek.
Ah, good game, a little hide and seek.
Little game of hide and seek. Then we had our dinner in the garden, me and the kids. Michael was at work. So we had the classic kids' tea of pizza, smiley faces and baked beans.
Oh, mate.
It was living it was the delicious. Dream. I wasn't going to have it. And then as I was putting their tea on, I was like, this is exactly
one
what
extra
I want.
For me.
Yeah, I'll just bung in a few extra smiley faces for me. Lovely.
How are you coping then with Michael being away? All right. Are you into the swing of it yet? Is it normal now?
No, the problem, it's not normal because he has he has days off. So he was off on Monday, so then and Tuesday actually. So you get used to him being around and then he disappears. And then it feels like a shock. And then you get in the swing of things and then he comes back. So it is it's a bit confusing. In some ways it's better if they're just gone.
Yeah.
But no, we're fine. I got no sleep last night. I don't know what's going on with Isla. She woke up, her knee was hurting, her arm was itching, the bottom of her foot was hurting, and then it was about an hour and a half up and down dealing with her. Then the dog started. So I haven't really had any sleep. Well, my Fitbit's told me I've had 6 hours sleep.
That doesn't know what it's talking about.
But that isn't enough for me.
Isn't it?
No. No.
So I've been, you need, I'm not even going to go into it.
What?
I was reading about sleep because I've struggled with sleep the past couple of months as well. And so I've been doing some reading and I was about to try and regurgitate some stats about how much sleep you actually need.
Tell me.
It's between 7 and 9 hours.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Or in fact, I think with some people it's 6.5 and 9 hours. And then those cycles come in. You need you then need five to seven sleep cycles, and 5 to 7 sleep cycles take 90 minutes per cycle. So do the math on that. Five nines. No, what? No, six. Oh, for crying out loud. I'm going to have to try and Google it. I should have regurgitated. Basically, I've worked out. I actually don't, according to this sleep thing, I don't need that much sleep. I only need about 7 hours of sleep, which is true, actually, because sometimes if I get, you know, you read the whole, you need 8 hours. Yeah. Everybody needs 8 hours. But actually, if I have 8 hours sleep, I wake up feeling terrible. And it's because I'm waking up during the bloody deep sleep part of my sleep.
So you're halfway through a sleep cycle.
You're halfway through a sleep cycle, yeah. So you need to sleep in cycles. So you want to just... Well, I mean, I've basically told you nothing there. But what I'm saying is...
I really like sleep, so I'd happily have 9 hours. But I can't have 9 hours because I'm absolutely addicted to Spiral. To the point that I am forgetting that I don't actually speak French. So for those that don't know, Spiral is a French drama, and it's all on iPlayer, and it's absolutely, I'm addicted. Like, I finish an episode or series and I have to just start watching the next one because I miss the characters in my everyday life.
Oh, my God.
I actually pine for them. That is addiction, that is. Isn't it?
I've been quarantining this week.
Why?
I'm in quarantine.
Why?
I was away. I went to Switzerland.
Of course you did. How was that?
Travelled away. Left the country. It was... I've got to be careful how I phrase this because, in case my wife's listening, it was fucking amazing.
It looked amazing.
I mean, I got to sleep in a bed whenever I wanted. I got to eat whenever I wanted. I got to wake up at kind of semi-decent time. Well, I mean, there were early starts, but it was, do you know what? It was really good and I really enjoyed it.
Was it weird being in a place that wasn't Birmingham?
Yeah. Yeah, really weird. And
I think I'd freak out and like get a tattoo or something.
Come back with the Matterhorn, yeah. The mountain tattooed on your left shoulder.
Mountain across my face.
It is weird. Yeah, it's really weird. It's weird because you're in your bubble. And so when I say you're in your bubble, you're in your township bubble. So, you know, you've got your corners of your bubble and you'll only go as far as Aldi. You'll only go as far as the school. You'll only go here because that's what you've been used to.
Mm.
But you're fully immersed in that life and you know that everybody in that life is totally with you on the same page as far as the virus and corona and being safe and doing all this bit. But what's mad is when you leave that bubble to get on an aeroplane or fly from Heathrow or land in Zurich or go to the... Everybody else is still, you know, masks and screens and hand wash and das ist verboten. And like, you know, everyone, nein and COVID mit in Herren, you know, everyone in the world is still. And that's a bit mad.
That's the weirdest thing, isn't it? Is you know, it's a worldwide thing. But like you said, you're so stuck in your own little pathetic little world that you forget that. Pretty much every country, apart from Dubai, it seems, is living the same way.
Yeah.
We should say this, it was for work. You weren't just on a stag do.
Didn't go for a stag do. Did have 3 beers while I was there, though. So that's pretty good.
What, just over bit, 4 days?
No, I had them on the same night.
Whoa, Tim.
Mate, wild. I was hammered. Hammered. Yeah. Well, I haven't been drinking, so I've had a bit of a rough time with the old with my old arthritis. Yeah. So I've had quite a bit of time off my arthritis and quite a bit of time off drinking because of my arthritis. So if you don't know, long story short, I have psoriatic arthritis, which is managed by drugs. And those drugs aren't really very good when I drink. So I tend not to drink or try not to drink. But sometimes I'm a bit naughty and drink. But anyway, my arthritis has been so bad these past couple of months that actually I've just thought to myself, do you know what, I'm knocking drink on the head altogether. So I did. And it didn't really help, to be honest. And I just had, and going back to the whole sleep thing, I was just getting really bad sleep. And it was just a really bad downward spiral of pain and negativity and a bit depressed and a bit like all this kind of stuff. But I actually went to the doctors last week before, I think. And spoke to the doctor about it all because needed to just try and get to the bottom of why I was feeling basically as shit as I was. And it transpires that I was having these crazy flare-ups with my arthritis that were stopping me sleeping and really impacted in my day-to-day life. And the doctor essentially turned around and was like, well, actually, I think what's happened is your drugs aren't working anymore. The drugs that you're on, methotrexate, this immunosuppressant drug, stop doing what it's designed to do. And it does happen in a few people, not everybody, but occasionally it will happen. And I've been on the drugs 6 years or something. Well, like 11 years on and off, but I had a bit of time off. But yeah, they've stopped working. And he said, so, and I said to him, I was like, oh, because, you know, I'm quite fit and healthy and I'm active and my arthritis isn't that bad at all compared to some people. And I still get to ride a bike and I still like to do bits of CrossFit and whatever I can whenever I can. And I said, but I've just felt really like down in the dumps and just lethargic and tired. And he said, well, this is what the disease does, you know, it will fatigue you, it will depress you, it'll get you down like this. And as he started saying this, I just went, I know, because I felt really bad and I just started crying. I just basically started crying.
Well, you cried to me the day you got back from the doctors.
Oh yeah, I think I did. So that was it was like a real like realization of just being, I don't know, just it was like such a weight off the bloody shoulders. So go into Switzerland after that, and then I genuinely just felt better.
Like a new man.
Yeah. And then just thought, I'm having three beers. You try and stop me. I was working on a ski race event and that had finished. So then I decided to have a few beers to celebrate that finished. And it had all gone really well. And yeah, and my arthritis cleared up, believe it or not. And because it's with me, it's definitely stress related. Definitely stress related. So I just
so how long have you got to quarantine for?
So tomorrow, which is Friday, I'm going to go and do a test and release. So
okay.
Hopefully, should the results come back negative, I can release myself tomorrow.
Release yourself.
Yeah, but it's been a nice week to be locked in anyway.
Not a bad
hasn't it?
Week. So how's your week been then? Did you
really
have a
nice
barbecue?
Well, next door neighbours, I could hear him scrubbing it at 10 o'clock in the morning. I was like, Steve, I poked my head over the fence. I was like, mate, it is March. And he laughed his head off. They had one and I was absolutely not going to have one. And we didn't have one, but we did get a Deliveroo.
Midweek delivery.
Yeah, Tuesday Deliveroo.
Babs, I did the same!
Did you?
Whilst I was sat on my wall outside my house in the sun with all the kids outside, I thought, do you know what? I want a pizza takeaway.
You've just got to treat yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Don't cook. Don't be inside cooking when you could be outside getting your Vit D top up.
Exactly. So we got Deliveroo burgers and hot dogs from TGI Fridays.
TGI? Gosh, you went back to the 90s.
It was the only burger place that was open and within 20 minutes of the home.
Oh, okay.
And normal places, because of COVID, they're only open Thursday to Sunday.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Because actually, Cock and Bull, Mia Green, oh my God, best chicken burgers in the world.
We'll save that
one for another episode. So yeah, we did that in the sun. Kids, of course, wanted the paddling pool. Like, can we get the paddling pool? I'm so bored. I'm like, look, no, because you're not getting the paddling pool. Can we get the slip and slide? Can we have a slip and slide, please? Can we have no, because it's good. 10 minutes later, they're on the slip and slide. doing a Michael Stevenson in and out the kitchen with a boiling kettle.
Good. My kids didn't ask for the paddling pool, but they did have a water fight using the pond water.
Nice, good.
Which is pretty rank. They help themselves to some blood, like ceramic, like bowls. You know, like big. Why can't I think of the word? Salad like a
fruit
bowls.
Bowl.
Fruit bowls, yeah. They're like in the cupboards pulling out all these bowls. Before you know it, they're like scooping in our pond. And if I didn't know how many fish I had a few weeks ago, I definitely don't know how many fish I've got now. And they're just lobbing pond water over each other, just all rank. I've also realised, so I was outside staring at my garden, trying to work out what is actually dead from last year, what's going to grow back. Because I'm a bit of a novice gardener. I want it to look good, but I haven't actually got a clue what I'm doing. So I'm like poking around, trying to work out, is that a weed or is that like an actual plant? I don't know. But as I'm like staring at my garden, looking at my borders, Jack, who's now really into football, is just lobbing his football, bouncing it against the walls. And I don't know if I should actually do anything this year because everything's going to be wrecked by him, this new football fanatic I've got.
Your borders just basically need to be advertising hoardings.
Do they?
Yeah, you've just got to create those barriers going around the pitch, advertising Deliveroo and the new Nike football boots and things like that.
It doesn't look very pretty, that, though, does it?
No, it doesn't, but it'll look like a football pitch.
Because I want my nice lupins and all my lovely flowers again, but they're just going to be... Between Jack lobbing footballs and my dog trampling over it, it's going to be wrecked. I'm going to have to work out how to... I'm going to have to maybe put a fence in front of the fence to protect the plants.
Or... Yeah, a little brick wall, raise them anyway. We'll save that for the gardening episode before I start giving you tips. I turned over the soil in the veggie garden.
Oh, did you?
So we're ready to start planting. I've just got to go to the a couple of roads away. There's a lane with some horses and the lady leaves bags of manure on the road so you can go and pick up horse manure.
Oh, really? Can you get me some?
Yeah, do you want me to?
Yeah. Because I need
drive them over.
Can you, if you could drive them over?
You have to drive with the car windows open, though, because the smell is so potent. It somehow seeps through the thick black plastic bags.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
So, we're going to go and get some of that.
Oh, that's good.
I electric scarified the grass.
What does that mean?
God, this is so adult and boring. It's like a lawnmower with a rotating hairbrush. So it doesn't cut the grass. It just scrapes out all the moss and crap out of the lawn. So you're left with really good grass. So I did that. I cut the grass a little bit. And spring has sprung, man. You've got to start getting the garden ready.
I want to, but...
2 days of niceness. But actually, as we sit here on a Thursday, 1st of April... Birmingham is forecast for snow this weekend.
I know, it's insane. 24 degrees yesterday, and then in 2 days' time, it's going to snow for 4 days. I mean, for people who deny climate change, you just need to look at your weather apps.
Yes, you do.
Yes, snowing. It says snowing all next week. I mean, what the hell is that? That's insane.
I'm wondering if I need to build some kind of ramp so it snows on a ramp and I can get my snowboard out.
I mean, you've got a skateboard thing. Can't use your snowboard on that.
I've got a skateboard ramp. Yeah, I suppose I could a little bit, but thinking of something a bit more kind of bigger and impressive.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you were just talking about your arthritis and your achy bones and stuff.
This is true, but I'm de-stressed now. I feel great.
So you're up for wrecking your body again?
Yeah.
I think you've given me arthritis.
Oh, really?
You've passed it down the line. My right wrist has started really aching, and I don't know if you can... I've got a big lump.
Oh, geez, Bab.
Look.
Yeah.
There's any doctors listening? I did wonder because you know if you get verruca or something on not a verruca, a bunion, on your feet. In old wives' tales, you're meant to smack it with a Bible. So I was thinking, I don't own a Bible, but if anyone's got one that I could borrow just to smack that. Look at that. Well,
first and foremost, the bunion is on your feet and that lump's on your wrist. And secondly, that kind of just looks like your bone.
No, I know. It does look a bit bigger, actually. It's swollen. Look at the other side and then look at that one.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a Mate, swollen like wrist, though.
From your dodgy tattoo, more like, is what it looks like
Could
to me.
Could be. Mm. Could be. I might go and get a tattoo when lockdown's over.
Shall I come with you and we'll get gang tattoos?
What should we have?
I don't know. I feel like I need a tattoo now. My brother, I've told you about my brother's tattoo. He really is the illustrated man.
Is he? Yeah, Does he still have his belly button pierced or did he realise that was terrible?
He realised that was terrible. Good. About 10 years after, though.
Oh, well, he stuck with it for a bit then.
No, so my brother lives in America and he married a deaf girl. He went up to her. He was like, I fancy that girl. I'm going to go and ask her out. And I was like, there's no way you're going to go and ask her out. We were working in a pizza restaurant at the time. She was the new pot wash. So she'd come to work in the back and do all the washing up. So he's like, you seen the new pot wash? She's pretty hot. I was like, yeah, she's pretty good looking. He's like, I'm going to go and ask her out. I was like, there's no way you will. Sure enough, off he went. Came back literally 20 seconds later. I'm laughing. Ah, what did she say? He's like, she didn't say anything. And I was like, ah, gutted. And he went, no, she can't say anything. I was like, what are you on about? He's like, I think she's deaf. And the whole time he was scrabbling around, I was like, what are you doing? And he went, yeah. And then he picked up a pen and paper and walked back and wrote down on a piece of pen and paper, will you go on a date with me?
Oh.
Now they're married, two kids.
Oh, that is so sweet. What the hell has that got to do with tattoos?
So his first ever, Andy's first ever tattoo was a pair of hands to signify his learning and love of sign language.
Oh.
And yeah, so it was really nice. Pair of hands, really nice kind of love gesture for leisure and for their bond and their how they talk. Only problem was the hands weren't to scale. They were small. I think they were done by the same person that did your triangle tattoos. So they were a bit shit. And they were on his lower back. So they kind of looked like where you'd put your hands if you were to have any kind of extracurricular sexual activities with my brother. So it was all of a bit of a weird tattoo and placing. So anyway, he knows this. He laughed about this. So anyway, he's had them covered over. But he's not just had them covered over in any kind of normal way. He's gone to the best tattooist in the whole of Indiana who's covered them over with a H.R. Geiger-inspired back piece that runs from the bottom of the top of his neck all the way down his back to his buttocks and that wraps around onto his kind of love handles and the backs of his arms. And H.R. Geiger, the artist, is the guy that did and designed Aliens. So do you know that real kind of German, gothic, dark, industrial? It's insane.
Is it good or is it horrible?
Yeah, it's brilliantly done, but it looks hideous. I mean, yeah, it kind of looks like he slipped in a pile of paint and gone down on it.
Let's not do that.
Let's not get that.
Let's just get a small. What would signify lockdown? Gin. We could get a small bottle of Gordon's gin tattooed.
Mine would be a can of Brewdog. Because I've done quite a lot of work for Brewdog throughout the whole of lockdown.
We'll get some sort of little alcoholic reminder of our lockdown experience 2021.
Maybe we could just get a jar with a pickled liver inside of it.
I'll get on it and design it on Paintpot immediately. So that's it then. That is the end of series one. But do not worry, we'll be coming back. We are just taking a couple of weeks off, aren't we, Tim?
Yeah.
Reflect, spend time with our beautiful children over the Easter holidays. But we will be back and we've got lots of exciting new things planned. We're going to have new guests. There'll be new topics and we're going to get more involved with you listeners at home.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And if you're new to the show,
then just go and check out our entire first series, because we're very proud of it, aren't we? It's been a lot of fun. You've got titles such as Locked Down, Feeding Time at the Zoo. I knew it was bad because I could smell it. Our Plan for Freedom, Heavy Petting. I mean, they're all in there. We've got a really nice little back catalogue. Well worth a listen. And of course, while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. That way, as soon as our latest and greatest brand new episode drops, it'll fire straight into your little podcast provider.
But don't worry, we're not disappearing completely. Make sure you follow us over on Instagram. We are at Reluctant Adults, and we're going to keep posting some of our best of videos from series one, just so you don't miss us too much.
And any other kind of horrible child related content that gets delivered to us upon a daily basis. And that's about it.
Tim, enjoy your Easter break.
You too, Bab.
Big plans, I'm sure. You're going to go, you know, loads of days out, museums.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, really take advantage of all the great stuff we can do.
We've actually got a test event ready for the big day, because we're going to put out some chocolates just to check that the foxes won't eat them. So we can do an Easter egg hunt. So we're going to do an Easter egg hunt around the back garden.
That's fun. We've got 3 Easter egg hunts planned. So,
and pray that it doesn't snow and then subsequently bury all the eggs.
Oh, yeah. Ah, a snowy Easter day. How lovely.
And I've got to go in the loft now and go and get out all of the snowy gear that's all in the loft that I've put
away.
Don't
do it. It's not going to happen. It can't happen.
Can't. It's been too nice.
Anyway. Right. Lovely to see you. Everyone,
see you,
enjoy your Easter break. We will see you on the other side.
Bye.
Bye-bye.